I can see,
I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days I will sing your praise.
I can see, I can see,
I can see, I can tell.
He told his life to me, there is nothing my God will not do. all given to us. There is nothing my God cannot give to us.
Until the Lord be the Lord.
The Lord is shout. Hallelujah. Amen. How are you doing today? God is beautiful. God is beautiful. Amen. Praise God. Well, let me just give you a gist. Before I get into the word, God has been faithful. My wife and I can't but thank all of you for what you've done in Birmingham and in Manchester, even though you didn't go. Some of you sowed, some of you prayed, some of you were watching. We want to thank God for you. How you will know that the small thing we've done is big in the sight of the devil. What has Moses done, a baby, that Satan was afraid of a baby? What has Jesus done that the devil was afraid of a baby? You know, there's a way you look, there's a way God looks. And when God sends a dispatch rider in the heavenlies, Satan is the first to know. So if you don't have a reaction, judge it. Check it. There are a lot of people that don't understand the way God thinks. And I thank God for you. My wife and I, we appreciate God for you. Let's celebrate Jesus. Amen. Thank you, guys. Praise God. Isaiah 55. I want to start today by reading from verse 8. Isaiah 55. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. And I want you to understand what God is saying. As heavens are higher or taller or far from the earth, so my ways higher or far from your ways, my thoughts than your thoughts. I want everybody to know that one of the first things you need to know or to do as a Christian is mind renewal. You can't think like a human being and expect to get God's results. It won't work. You have to make up your mind how you think. As a Christian, you must know how you think. Because if you think like a man, you won't get God's results. The Bible says, I had not seen, nor hear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. The Bible says, but it's been revealed to us by the Spirit. What does that tell our intelligent men? We're not mere men. He's not revealed it to mere men, but it's been revealed to us. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1, and I, brethren, when I came to you, I couldn't come to you as unto spiritual, but as a carnal, even as babes in Christ. In verse 2, he says, I fed you with milk, not with solid food. Until now, you are not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able. Verse 3. In verse 3, he says, for you are still carnal. So carnal people are not unbelievers. There are people that are born again, but they've refused to think like God. Okay? The Bible says, for where there are envy, strife, and division among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? Did you hear that? So there are Christians that behave like mere people. Oh, they think they went to school. They think they travel. But there's something wrong with your thought pattern. In verse 4, he explains why. For one says, I'm from Paul. Another says, I'm from Apollos. Are you not Ghana? She said, no, I love that minister. I don't love this minister. When that minister is preaching, I don't really connect. You are Ghana. You are Ghana. Your focus should be on Jesus. It doesn't matter who is on the stage. So Paul says, I couldn't preach to you because the way you are thinking is based on your environment. I always say something. You've heard it more than you thought about it. You are not born with an attitude. Why will you pick on the wrong ones? Hallelujah. So there are mere men that are different from you. People who relate to things the way they see it, the way they hear it. There are mere men. Amen. Are you getting something? So I had not seen, heard, nor heard. God has not revealed to mere men, but it's been revealed to us. Did you see that? Praise God. Praise God. So your ways are not my ways. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. That is where your frustration starts. Because there's a way you figured out God will do it. Now, if it doesn't happen that way, you're frustrated. You're throwing the towel before the battle is over. That's why you're frustrated. In 1 Corinthians 1:27. 1 Corinthians 1:27. But God has chosen the foolish things of this world. Now, he didn't do it by mistake. He chose it right from time. Before you had the first break, before you had the first result, he chose the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. And God has chosen the weak things. What? So the next time the devil tells you, you are weak. Oh, praise God. You just enlisted me into God's camp. So there's no space for suicide. There's no space for looking down on yourself because Bible says, settle quickly with your adversary. You settle quickly. God has chosen the weak things of this world to put to shame the things that are mighty. I'm reading to verse 29. Verse 28 now. And the base things of this world. I love this word. The things which are despised. God has chosen. Are you despised? Why do you have a feeling about yourself? Because somebody rejected you. The person needs acceptance themselves. Nobody has patent to success, to God. Nobody. Who is talking? Person that may not wake up tomorrow morning. And you formed an opinion about God has chosen the things that are despised of men. And the things which are not. I don't have a car. I don't have a house. I'm borrowing things. And God has chosen the things that are not to bring to nothing the things that are. That's why it's not bad to have, but don't let those things be on your head. Put it under your feet. That no flesh should glory in the presence of God. Praise God. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will walk on your duty post. You will not let the enemy take you out. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Matthew 13, verse 31. Matthew 13, verse 31. I want to read to 33. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Are you listening? Which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds. My problem is that I'm the last born. My problem is that I'm the last to finish school. My father died before I finished school. All my older ones enjoy it. That has not, God planned your life. What you are talking about is not a mistake. God made sure those things happened to bring out a flavor out of you that would never have come out on a very good day. The Bible says the seed is the least. Is the least. God told Gideon, I've chosen you. He said, my tribe is the least in Israel. I'm the least in my father's house. Yeah? That's the one that God chooses. So there's no, you know, when I say you don't need a counselor, people react. I'm telling you, you don't read your Bible. Or you're reading it, but not by the Spirit of God. There is no room for you to feel down. There's no room, no matter what the enemy. There are people that frustrate the enemy because he planned those things for you to withdraw. But you keep advancing because you understand what is going on. Amen. But when it is grown, it is greater. It's small. God wants people to bypass it. God wants people to look at you and say, this one, no, we're not talking about this one. But when it is sown, that is why the enemy is afraid for you to sow, to enter into that vision, to do that thing, to bring out the flavor that God has put in you from the foundation of the world. When it is greater than every herb, it becomes a tree. What? It's the smallest in the earth. You can't even see it when you put it on your palm, but it's the greatest on the earth. And I love what I want to read to you. The Bible says, so all the birds of the air come and nest. So you are not only called. There are people that will not shine until you rise. The Bible says, but indeed is the least of all the seeds, the one on the earth. But when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree. A seed can become a tree. Where are the branches inside that seed? That is tiny. But you look at yourself and say, oh, if God really wanted me to be something, why did he make me tiny? Why did I have to go through what I went through? Maybe you lived with a guardian and threw you in a well where there was no water when you offended them. Maybe they said some things to you. You thought they were over, but you are still contending with it. You are good for nothing. You're not beautiful. Your hands are too long. You are too short. And you are contending with it. It's good to wear cologne. It's good to dress nice. It's good to everything. But make sure you are not moving based on what they said to you. Don't be hardworking based on the fact that you are afraid. Let God inform what you do. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. The whims and caprice of the enemy shall come to naught in your life. In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. Are you getting something? In Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. The Bible says, who has despised the day of small things? Who is that fool? That concluded. And people didn't really come for that concert, for that event. Everybody is traveling out now. He got a job in Abuja. Who has despised the days of small things? For this seven rejoice to see the plumb line. You know the plumb line. When they tie rope. I remember that day we finished service at Disney Dome. And we came here, my wife and I. We were shouting, supernatural supply. We didn't have a dime. I told someone the price of the speakers. He said, huh? If you buy it now, nobody even knows that we bought it to Africa because we bought it to Dubai. The owners argued with us that, no, we don't have any in Africa. Now, there are different grades. Because of the noise in London, we have only one church with a lower grade. This is what Michael Jackson uses. Yeah. I had dreamt about it many years before we built the church. So, when you see the plumb line, somebody tying rope, oh yeah, put a stick here. Oh yeah, tie the rope. Who despises that? What are they doing? I remember when I brought the pastor here, this place was bare land. The whole Guzapé, I walked around today and I saw beautiful houses in Guzapé. All bush. And the pastor said, do you know what God has done for you? I said, yeah, I don't know anything. I just want to. I remember like yesterday when my wife and Pastor Yemisi Ashimolowo called me and said, you need to move to Guzapé. I said, it's a bush. Who was despised? Everybody now thinks we are smart. Oh, they went to plant a church. We didn't know. God chose our inheritance for us. When we came to town, they said, the only place you have church land is in the bush. I said, God forbid. And God gave us this land. And I still thought, I wanted somewhere and we'll say somewhere inside. Who has despised the day of small things? These seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. Who rejoices? God. They are the eyes of the Lord, which scan to and fro throughout the whole earth. I pray that that thing you are despising, you begin to think like God. Yeah. Anything the enemy is afraid of is because that thing is threatening the enemy. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will not abandon the weapon God has given to you and pick on the one the devil is giving to you. In the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel 17, verse 43. I want to read 43 and 44. So the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come with me with sticks? I want to ask you a question. Did David come with sticks? Why did the Philistine said you came with sticks? A cold war God wanted to use sticks. The Bible says David picked five smooth stones, not any other, because of the aerodynamics. That's the message for another day. He picked five smooth stones from the river. Something water has been dealing with. Something the word, that he may wash the church by the washing of the water, by the word. It's been dealing with. I'm coming to DP every day. I don't see result. Be, allow the water to be dealing with it. It's going to smoothen your rough edges. You're going to be different. You're going to be ready for the master's use. Who says hallelujah to that? One for principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. One for the devil himself. Five hardcore brothers. Ready for anybody. He said, am I a dog that you came with me sticks? After saying that, he began to recite incantations. Oh, you should have, when he brought out sticks, you should have brought out another hammer. Physical to physical. He went spiritual. Verse 44. And the Philistine said to David, come to me. I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts. You can read the rest at home. David, who understood spiritual things, went a wire. The man only said one thing. He made five statements. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. For everything the enemy has said to you, you will speak back. It starts with a thought. It starts with a thought. The way you think. Any small thing, you are easily intimidated. Any small thing. Easily. You just feel, don't let me share with somebody. Because don't let people hear. Who are those people? No, I want to ask you, who are those people? Maybe God chose you because you are bold. Don't be intimidated easily. Praise God. Those people talking to you, if you know what they're dealing with, you'll be shocked. And you abandon what you want to do because somebody talked. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 2. Are you getting something? Yes. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 2. I love this. I want to finish this message and I want us to pray. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Okay, so why are you bothered about the feeble Jews? If you think they're feeble, leave them. What are they doing? Will they fortify themselves? No, will they? Why are you talking? Why do you want to have high blood pressure? For what's not your problem? Talk to me, somebody. Am I preaching to you, somebody? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they divide the stones from the heap of rubbish. In other words, we've burnt down the fence of Jerusalem. Oh, are they trying to build out of rubbish? Leave them alone. Stones that are burnt, leave them alone. Verse 3, I'm going to 4. Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him. And he said, whatever they build, even if a fox walk on it, it will break. Hey, leave them alone. Why are you bothered? Come on, talk to me. In verse 4, the Bible says, hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their heads, on their own heads. And give them as plunder to a land of captivity. You see that in the Bible? Don't pray like that. Sometimes you need to pray like that. Sometimes. So, they said, even what they are building, even if a fox were to walk on it, the wall will break. So why are you bothered? Why did the whole army gather? Huh? Praise God. In Job 8:7, quickly guys, the Bible says, even though you're beginning, be little. Even though you're big, you need to change the way you think. I don't believe in inauguration service. I don't believe in it. It's not in the Bible. I don't believe in it. Because people will rejoice with you. The real service is the second service. I don't believe in it. We've never done any inaugural service in this church. Anywhere. Because it's not... I think they've given me more than 20 awards. Honorary, master's degree, PhD. Universities that are known. I thank the people. Awards. Sometimes I send ministers. And I said, I've not walked to that level. I've not walked to that level. It's not wrong if you take it. But personally, I know what God has shown me. Praise God. You know, I was a dizzy dome and I was talking to people that, oh, we will do this. One person said, what else will you do? Then we're using a cutting wall. What else will you do? I said, be breathing. Just be looking. You'll see. So there are things I've seen, even the US, even in Australia, that are different from what you are seeing right now today. So I'm not there yet. I pray in the name of Jesus. Even though your beginning is small, I pray for you. Your latter end will greatly increase. Your latter end will greatly increase. What are you supposed to do in 2 minutes? First of all, think like God. In Ephesians 5 verse 1. Ephesians 5. He said, therefore, be imitators of God as God's dear children. Think like God. Begin to process like God. Understand that God may want to go there. It will start from here. It will make the enemy despise what you're doing. It will be like it's nothing. But how you know it's something is the reaction of hell to it. Begin to think like God. Number 2. Begin to talk like God. Don't just talk. He said, we have sown wind and we reaped wild wind. Because what you heard from people is empty. But your words should carry weight. So start by thinking. So that when you talk, your word will carry weight in the spirit. Praise God. Isaiah 46 verse 10. Let me tell you the way God operates. Isaiah 46 verse 10. He declares the end. From the beginning, as you enter 2023, don't wait till August. Begin to declare how the end will be from the beginning. Even from now. Oh, Lord Jesus, as I enter 2023, I'm different. In the name of Jesus, things are working for me. That's the way to talk. I say, come on, don't talk like that. Ah, that's the way my father talks. And the Bible says I should be imitators of God. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. As you declare, your words will come to pass. Since God has touched your mouth with the coals from his altar, as you declare, your words will come to pass. Talk like God. Talk like God. He declares the end from the beginning. From ancient times, things that are not yet done. Those are things that God speaks, and he speaks with a mentality that his counsel will stand. And everything is pleasure. I built something recently and I walked around and God said, is there anything you spoke to me you wanted to do that you didn't do? I said, nothing. Nothing. That I remember. Nothing. That will be a story. I said, that will be a story. You will go over and beyond. In the name of Jesus. See, it's only spiritual things that make you know that God exists. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Everything you lay your hands on shall prosper. Everything that has your name on it shall prosper. You must talk like God. I'm the head and not the tail. I have resources to do everything I'm doing. Amen. How can you plant two churches abroad and not raise funds? Have you heard it before? Easy. One thing that you will notice when you leave this church is there's no pressure. For evangelism, for all night prayer, for money, no pressure. That's one thing you notice. That, how they doing it? Or if you try to do what we do. Huh? On TV, plant churches, do. I don't even want to tell you how much we paid to bring the music minister to that place. For equipment, come on, talk to me. When you want to do what we're doing with ease, then you ask questions. Is that what Koza is paying? We're out of time. See like God. What's the fourth thing? Think like God. What's the second thing? Talk like God. What's the third thing? See like God. In Joshua 6, verse 1. Joshua 6, verse 1. Now Jericho was securely shut. That place was not shut. The 12 spies at the place they went to. But because of the children of Israel, none went out, none came in. In verse 2, the Bible says, see. The Lord told Joshua, see. There's a way you must see. You must see that I've given Jericho to you. If you don't see it, you will not have it. If you don't see it, you will not have it. You must see the way God wants you to see. I'm out of time. Tap your neighbor, say, you must see the way God wants you to see. And as you see, your life will not remain the same. Say to your neighbor, God's ways are not your ways. For you to think like God, you must renew your mind. Lift your hands and give thanks for what you've heard. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Now begin to commit your life unto God. Say, Lord, as Pastor was preaching, I was thinking of what you've committed to me. I was thinking of what you've asked me to do. You started small. Lord Jesus, who has despised the day of small things, now begin to commit that thing unto God. Go ahead, come on. Somebody, begin to commit that thing to God. Ask God to help you. Ask Him to uphold you. Ask Him to lift you up. Go ahead, somebody. Pray for your partner, whether in business or at home. Pray for everyone involved that you can will succeed. Ask the Lord to establish the work of your hand. Tell Him, Lord, I can see. I can see. I can see. That's your job, to see. Your job is not to think about how God will do it. Your job is to see. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loose in heaven. Let me add, whatever you see on earth, heaven sees it. He says, I will now go to Sodom and Gomorrah. What I heard, if it is so, I will know. So there's a cry from Sodom and Gomorrah. Is somebody going to cry this morning? I said, Lord, I can see. Present that thing before God. Nothing is too hard. You are giving up too soon. You are giving up too soon. Make up your mind that nothing external will stop you. Thank you, Father. Father, we thank you for this first part you've explained to us. Today we walk out knowing that we shall see. As we think and as we talk and as we see, we will see your will. And lives not remain the same. Is there anybody here that has been stopped or paused? Or the will or the plot of the enemy is coming to pass in their lives? Make this service that service, that somebody will bounce back again. Thank you, Father. We just call to thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah. Shake some people, tell them, I see, I see, I see.